Good morning. It's good to be here. I'm happy to be here and happy to see everyone here today. You know, that's how we should be. We should be happy to be here. You know, Dad said this morning, the Lord delighteth to do the will of the Father. Well, we should delight in the doing His will. We should delight to do in His service, work in His kingdom. And if you have your songbooks, which I know everybody does, they're right in front of you, I'd like to turn to 292. 292. The title of this hymn is, Am I a Soldier of the Cross? Am I a Soldier of the Cross? The first verse, Am I a Soldier of the Cross, a Follower of the Lamb? Here lately, this song has been near and dear to my heart. And I like to turn to it and look to it every once in a while just to remind myself, put myself in the frame of mind. Am I a soldier of the cross? Have I done what I need to do this day? You know, the Lord did not come and teach His apostles to arm themselves and overthrow Rome.
Amen.
You know, we're not called to arms to fight against people here on this earth. But brothers and sisters, He did come. He set up His church and gave us stuff to arm ourselves against the evils of this world.
Amen.
One thing He did give us was the armor of God. We find that in Ephesians chapter 6. We find that armor of God that we can arm ourselves with, that we can save ourselves from the wiles of the devil, fire and the fiery darts that come. You know, we have the shield of faith. We have the Word. But He's given us the tools. And like I said, to arm ourselves against the evils of this time. Evils of this world. And there's plenty of that around, isn't there?
Amen.
Like I said in this hymn, am I a soldier of the cross? You know, a lot of times we might not think of ourselves as soldiers. But brothers and sisters, He's a kingdom. He's the king of His kingdom. And there's things that we need to do in His service. Well, one thing about a soldier is when I was in the military, it was very easy to tell who was in the military, you know, by the haircut or the uniform they wear. Well, as a soldier of the cross, we don't necessarily have an outward uniform to wear. But brothers and sisters, can we be identified with Christ? That uniform should be our Christian walk.
Amen.
The way we go about our day, the way we present ourselves in front of people, that is our uniform. That is how we are identified with Christ. Well, one thing we need to be is different. We need to be different. We need to separate ourselves from this world. Romans 12 says we need to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We need to be different. We need to separate ourselves. I know, I understand, we have secular jobs. We have to go out and we have to be in the world. But brothers and sisters, we can still be separate from this world. We can still be identified with Christ. We can still be identified as that soldier of the cross. So as I said earlier, we have that uniform, that Christian walk. Well, one of the things we need to do in our Christian walk is we need to utilize that armor that He has given us. What is the first thing it says, that Paul says about the armor of God? Put on the whole armor of God. Put it on. It does you no good if you leave it at home. Just like the Word of God does us no good if we do not use it, if we do not read it, if we don't learn from it. You know, the thing about mistakes is we keep making mistakes if we never learn from them. Stop leaning on our understanding. Lean upon Him. He's perfect. He has that perfect understanding. Why would we not lean upon Him? Why would we not want to follow Him? Why would we not want to be identified with Christ? Well, in our service, one thing He did tell us, if we turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That they may see your good works. Now, we don't need to be going out and do good works just so men will see it. If we do good works just so men can see it and praise us, then, brothers and sisters, you have your reward. The Lord said that. He said, you have your reward. Brothers and sisters, we're supposed to be doing good work in His kingdom. We're supposed to be doing the will of the Father, helping when we can, exhorting when we can. You know, if there's a need, we need to pray. Seek out ways that we can help one another. Bear one another's burdens. But let your light so shine before men. We're not supposed to hide it under a bushel. Again, we're supposed to be identifying with Christ. Wearing that uniform, if you will. Standing among the ranks of the soldiers of the cross. Actively working. Actively serving. Always abounding in the kingdom. Fighting that good fight of faith. If we go with 1 Timothy, we find that reference. 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Fight the good fight of faith. Brothers and sisters, we have that warfare that we deal with on a daily basis. If nothing else, we have this warfare of the flesh that we have to war against every day. And it doesn't help us that the devil is out there trying to help the flesh out, trying to get us to turn away, trying to plant seeds of doubt. Brothers and sisters, if we have the armor, utilize it. Help us. Lean upon His understanding. Go to God and help. Ask Him for help. We're supposed to be identified with Christ. And one way, again, like I said, that uniform we wear, our Christian walk, well, by the fruit that we bear, the good works that we do. People can see that in your life. And like He said, let them see it. Let them glorify your Father, which is in heaven. You know, that whole thing about an apple tree. You can tell it's an apple tree by the fruit that it bears. It's an apple, so it must be an apple tree. So, if we're doing the good works of God, people are going to take notice of this. People are going to see that. Now, sometimes, it's a shame to say, but sometimes the only Bible, the only Word of God somebody's going to see, it might be just your walk, just your life. You know, we know that we are saved eternally. The Lord Jesus came to this earth and accomplished the work. That is secure. We don't have anything to do with that. But brothers and sisters, there's that saving influence every single day. We can save ourselves from all the evil, all the bad influences we have in this life. And we can find the answers here. We can find the answers in His Word. Why else would He give us His Word? If it wasn't important, He wouldn't have given it to us. The Lord didn't do anything haphazardly. He didn't do anything just because. There's a reason for it. There's a reason for His Word. There's a reason for His church. So we need to be good soldiers of the cross, contending for the faith. We turn to Jude. If you find the book, I'll tell you the chapter. In Jude, let's just go with, interest of time, let's go with verse 3. Jude, verse 3. Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. Earnestly contend for the faith. That doesn't say, you know, we should try. You know, do the best you can. No, earnestly, wholeheartedly. You know, if we had soldiers of this country that just, you know, they didn't care. Every time they set foot, every time they went to battle, they just didn't care. There never would have been a victory. Never would have been anything. Brothers and sisters, we're supposed to earnestly contend for the faith. Paul would say, boldly come to the throne of God. Brothers and sisters, he did the work. He came and accomplished it. Our sin debt has been washed away. We can go to him. We can seek after him. He's prepared the way. But as good soldiers, we should contend for the faith. And in verse 4, for there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord and God, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we know that there are naysayers. We know there are people out there that's going to try to stop our path. We know there's going to be times where people are going to doubt. People are just going to completely ignore it. They don't care anything for it. The Word of God says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But we know there's some fools around. So let us not try to be identified with some of these fools. We're supposed to be identified with Christ. I don't know of any soldier, I know there's probably been some, but I don't know of any soldier that wants to be identified with another nation. They wear that flag honorably and proudly, as they should. Well, brothers and sisters, let's be a soldier. Let's be a good common soldier for the cross, a contender for the faith, and identified with Christ. Another part of that song was, and shall I fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name? If we blush to speak his name, we're not being identified with Christ. Why should we be ashamed of him? I know in my lifetime I have been. And by God, I don't want to do it again. I want to be that good soldier of the cross. I want to contend for the faith. He came to this earth and endured so much for me. I wasn't born then, but he knew me. And by the grace of God, I know he came for me. He wasn't ashamed to be identified with his apostles. He wasn't ashamed to be come to this earth. He came and he accomplished the work. But a lot of times we blush or we shy away because of fear. And shall I fear to own his cause? We know there's going to be troubles. The Lord told us in this world you shall have tribulations. But he says, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Brother and sister, he has. He has overcome the world. The victory is won. But the thing about fear is fear can be crippling. We need to have that courage. We need to have that courageous heart to go and contend for the faith. Let's go to 1 John real quick. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. That perfect love. You know, the example has been used as like a mother whose child falls into, say, a swimming pool or something, but the mother doesn't know how to swim. But because of the love that she has for that child, she's going to jump in after. She's not thinking of the fear. The fear is just cast out because of that love. And we need to have that perfect love. Now, God has loved us. He loves us. We love him because he first loved us. Brothers and sisters, let's have that perfect love. Cast out fear and be a contender and soldier of this cross, of his cross, Lord. Excuse me. And be a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb. But as we've said, shall I fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name? Let's go to Hebrews 2. Hebrews 2 and 10. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. He is not ashamed to call us brethren. Why then should I be ashamed of him? Why should I be ashamed to be identified with Christ? Like I said again, we need to have that perfect love. We need to have that love that casteth out fear. Brothers and sisters, there's plenty in this world to fear, I know. But if we lean upon God, he is our strong and mighty tower. He is our defender. He'll help. He's given us tools to use. Let's utilize them. Let's read this word on a daily basis. Let's use what he's given us to help us throughout this world. He died for us. And we love him because he first loved us. So brothers and sisters, let's be that soldier. Let's stand proud. Not in our pride, but proud of our Savior. Let's stand for Christ. You know, when they were stoning Stephen, he looked up into heaven and he saw the Lord standing. Yeah. Standing for him. And that tells me that if we stand for him, he'll stand for us. I know he'll never leave me nor forsake me. But brothers and sisters, we need to contend for the faith. We need to be a good soldier of the cross. And another part of that song is, sure, I would fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. Brothers and sisters, he's given us the word. He's given us the armor. He's given us eternal life. Let's serve him. Let's always abound in this kingdom. Let's march to Zion as a good soldier of the cross and a follower of the Lamb. Brothers and sisters, I hope and pray that we identify more with Christ in our day-to-day life. And hopefully people will see that and want to be identified with him as well. Thank you.